Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And listen, I'm a big hockey guy. So, and I think that college hockey here in Connecticut is, dare I say, underrated. And if you're going to go underrated, dare I say, Sacred Heart University is really good hockey, and it's right here in our state. And there's a huge event this weekend that people should probably pay some attention to. CJ Mariottola, head coach at Sacred Heart, joining us here on Brian and Company. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
Good. I didn't know you were at Northeastern in the late 80s.
Yes, I was.
Because I remember it's so weird because it's so random. And we'll talk about Connecticut Ice in a second. My dad's best friend was Dick Massey, and his son Peter Massey went to Northeastern for a stretch. He had some struggles there. But I went to a bunch of games. I remember Rico Rossi, and there's a bunch of guys on those teams.
Yeah, Peter. I knew Peter Rico. He was a tough guy, tough little guy. Played really hard. Yeah, we had some good teams back then.
Yeah, Bruce Racine was a goal. I mean, I just remember it's so random that was where you were. But so I saw those teams play. I feel like this weekend you have Yale, Sacred Heart, Quinnipiac, and UConn. You got now Quinnipiac and UConn in the top 20. You could argue maybe you're not getting enough respect from the poll voters, and this weekend could be a big weekend for you if you could somehow sweep it, you know, and get ranked. Just talk a little bit about your team and the season you're having.
Yeah, we're playing really well right now. A couple weeks ago, Cornell was ranked in the top 20. They came to Sacred Heart. We tied them on Friday and beat them on Saturday, which was a huge win for our program and how our season's going this year. Swept AIC this past weekend. So I think our team is has a lot of confidence right now, playing with a lot of belief, and we're looking forward to a great weekend here. And as you alluded to, UConn and Quinnipiac are both in the top 20 poll. I think we're maybe 23, 24, so we're trying to forge our way in there. And you know, Yale is always a tough opponent. So I think the people in Connecticut are going to be able to watch some great, great hockey this weekend.
So you got Yale, the way it works, you have Yale on Friday night, and then UConn plays Quinnipiac, and then there's like a consolation, but then the two winners will play on Saturday, correct?
Yeah, correct. I think Quinnipiac and UConn play at 4 Friday night here at our arena, and then we play at 7:30. The winners play the next night at 7:30. And the losers playing a consolation game at 4 on Saturday.
Now, this is at your barn, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And before we get to that, what's the ticket structure for people if they want to go? Can you buy, you know, a ticket for the whole weekend, or you got to go game by game?
It's sold by, you buy one ticket Friday, and it's for both games. It's not individual tickets. It's one ticket, both games, for Friday night, and the same for Saturday night.
We're talking with CJ Mariottola, who's the head coach of Sacred Heart Hockey and CT Ice. Again, it's sort of like the Connecticut version of the Bean Pot, but I like it better because it's done on one weekend instead of consecutive Mondays. And talk about your arena. I think, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, I mean, you and UConn got new buildings, and the place is beautiful. How much does it seat? How much does it change your program? Talk about it.
Yeah, full capacity. It's about 4,000. And it's been a game changer for us in terms of recruiting and the type of student athletes that we're able to attract here. You know, when we bring recruits in here, the first thing that I think it just jumps out at the recruits is it's about development, our state-of-the-art strength and conditioning space, our sports medicine area, we have state-of-the-art locker rooms, player lounges, video room. It's unbelievable that we have, you know, these things at our fingertips for our guys. And the recruits come in here and they just see that we want to help them reach their dreams of playing at the highest level possible. With a facility like this, we're going to be able to attract those, those recruits. And in terms of the fan experience, I don't think people are going to get a better fan experience here with the elevated fan experience up top, with the suites, the concourse, with the windows that we can control the tint of the glass. You can see out, see the beautiful landscape. And the bowl is designed as such. It's very steep. So the fans feel they're on top of the action, and there's not a bad seat in the house. So overall, an unbelievable fan experience, you know, for everybody who gets the opportunity to come.
Did they basically start the pro? Are you the only coach in the program? I don't know the history as well as I should. Like, did they have a hockey program before you got there?
Yes. Yep. There were one, two, three. I'm the fourth coach in program history.
And they were D1, or you? They were always D1?
D3 started out at D3, and then they moved to Division 1. You know, and then, you know, that's where we are now.
So I'm curious because, you know, listen, I was a crappy D3 player, and you know, you were at Yale for years, and obviously recruiting is something you did a ton of and still do a ton of, but that was, you did a ton of recruiting. You talk about just the you know, I see hockey because my wife works at Loomis Chafee, and I see that the kids got to go out west for 1-2 years, and some kids are going out there now without even a college commitment, and some kids just want to go to college, and now the Canadian major juniors are going to be able to come to college. I mean, I mean, does it make your head spin? I mean, is it how much harder is it for you than it was, say, you know, 25 years ago at Yale?
It's a lot harder. The model has definitely.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We changed. In terms of, you know, we used to, when I was at Yale back in the day, we go to a prep school, we see a kid, we like him, he comes to Yale the next year.
Yeah.
Junior hockey now is a big part of the developmental model, and junior hockey's great. College hockey's getting older, you know, except for those blue chip kids that are first or second round draft picks that are going right out of high school, you know, to college.
I know you have to do it, because if you don't, you'll lose, right? Because everyone else is doing it. And I've asked this of Pecknold, I asked this of Kavanaugh. Like, I don't want to ask you if you hate it, but will it ever change? Because I think the model is not great for everybody, and I think it kind of hurts the kids a little too.
Yeah, that's a great question, Brian. I don't know the answer. I don't see it changing. I think, you know, junior hockey, they make a lot of money. It's a business. And with the way it's going, kids go to high school, prep school, go play junior hockey 2 or 3 years, continue to develop, and then they come to us. So I don't see a change in Brian in the future.
Does NIL factor in with you now too?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big piece of it. Yep. Yeah, we're getting in the mix on that. And, you know, it's the way of the world right now. So we're trying to do everything that we can to be as competitive as we can in the landscape of college hockey.
So listen, we're talking with CJ Mariotola from Sacred Heart. Again, CT Ice is this weekend at their arena. How do you say it? Martyr? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Martiri.
Martiri Family Arena in Fairfield. And again, you have UConn Quinnipiac at like 4 o'clock on Friday, and then you have Sacred Heart Yale at 7:30, and then the championship game will be the next night at 7:30, whether it, you know, whoever wins the games on Friday gets to play in the final. And you can go to, can you go to the school's athletic website for tickets? Is that the best way to go?
Yes. Yep. And I think they're selling tickets on Ticketmaster as well, Brian.
Okay. And tell me, any kids you have on your roster, for people listening, I want to follow, might someday be playing, you know, in the bigs?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a few guys, but a guy that stands out to me is our captain, Hunter Sansbury. He's the heart and soul of our team. If anybody could make it, he can. He has terrific determination. He's talented, and he plays the game the right way. So he would be somebody that I would keep an eye on.
All right, plays D. And
he's a defenseman, yes.
From California. Listen, yeah. Coach, it's great to catch up. I mean, I told the story. We randomly ran into you. You were recruiting up at the Avon Old Farms tournament. We saw you in the lobby, and I think we were talking to some the AD at UHeart. And it's great to reconnect. And, you know, again, we wish continued success. It'd be great if you guys could make the tournament, and hopefully you do well this weekend.
Yep. Thank you very much, Brian.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye now.
All right. Coach CJ Mariottola from Sacred Heart. I'm telling you, that place is beautiful. And if you've ever been to a game at a 4,000 seat arena, I mean, honestly, all you need is 1,000 people to make the place rock. And if you have that place to full the capacity, it is just awesome. Really, really great stuff. And CJ, and again, most of you don't know the hockey world. He's one of the most well-liked guys in all of hockey. Spent a bunch of years at Yale where they had, you know, great success, and it's a hard place to recruit and win. And they won with Tim Taylor, and he's had great success at Sacred Heart.